This is the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast, episode number 89. Let's go.
Yo. Come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high. Come
now
on,
jump.
Now just roll to the front. Roll to the front.
What it is to my dance teachers out there in podcast land, thank you for tuning in to another wonderful, I did say wonderful, podcast edition. This podcast episode is I'm going to call this one my Technique Tuesday episode. Right, and I'm gonna try to bring, whenever I do a Technique Tuesday, I'm gonna have it could be tips, it could be technique moves, it could be tricks, anything on there. But I want to try to bring to you like specific moves that when you go back on the podcast, you can just go right to, like, okay, what was the technique move that, you know, we did in episode 89, and then you'll be able to pull it up, and then you can keep track of the moves that they're doing. So when you finish like a week and you go back, you might want to recap, you might want to do it again. But I'm going to start, you know, kind of doing it like that. So let me know if you like the format. I'm going to hashtag it too. It's going to be hashtag Technique Tuesday for the podcast. So you can get this podcast on Podomatic.com as well as iTunes. If you have an Android device, you can get it on Stitcher Radio. You can also get it on the website. Hit me up at www.mrchrishiphopdance.com. My social meds is Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. All of them at Mr. Chris Hip Hop. Facebook page is Zonda, Z-O-N-D-A, Flex, F-L-E-X. All right, so I hope you guys are pumped and excited. We are actually, this is our first week back in classes. So I kind of want to go, you know, like this is that time after break where people have been off for a while for Thanksgiving break, or you may have a lot of new students coming in. So I always find it real good to go back to the foundation, right? Because it does our current students real, you know, it helps them out, memory, and, you know, you can never, whenever you talk about technique, you can never do too much of it, so it does that, and also when new people come in, gives them a chance to kind of, you know, get with the, you know, kind of the things you've been working on. They don't feel like they're outcasts, like, oh my goodness, I don't know any of this, and everybody knows everything, so you know how that is. All right, so I have four of them for you in this episode. And I will put links to the techniques in the show notes. So you'll be able to click on it and go there. Also, when you pull it up on the website, you'll be able to get it there. All right, let's get into it. All right, so this first one, I'm going to say that you can use this for, you can use it in a combination, right? Like at the end of, even at the end of, like once you go through all of these techniques, at the end of your class, you might want to put them together and into a combination, just, you know, for memory. So once you go through the class, however you structure it, you might want to put them together just to have like a flow, right? So this one, it could be done from popping. It could be done from you know, you could just be doing a recreational dance. It also could be done if you are having them do B-boy, B-girl sets, or, you know, they might do a front cross, back cross, whatever, and you could throw this in there. But this move is called the slide through come up. The slide through come up. So the first thing you want to do with the slide through come up, and this goes also in my category of ground moves. Right, so the technique of this is ground moves, changes your levels. You can also use it in, say, if you were putting together a piece of choreo and you have the front line can do the slide through come up, the back line can do something totally different, standing straight up, and it gives you your levels. All right, so for the slide through come up, you can pick what leg you want to do, but the leg basically I like to say it threads behind the other leg, but it's really like a slide down. So say for instance, if I put my right leg down, I'm going to slide my right leg behind the left, and then I'm going down. So I'm using my hands to touch the ground. I'm going down while that's happening, where I kind of land like on my right hip, but not so much like on the hip. I'm kind of like on my backside more than anything. And then it makes a little loop. So the left leg, once I get down, the left leg is looped over the right. Right, so you got the thread through or the slide through right there where it goes down, and then you release that left leg, and then you're facing the side of the build. So if you know what I mean, if you bring that right leg behind, boom, and then you're down on your hip, release that left leg, then you're facing the left side of the room. Then you place both feet on the ground, and then what you want to do is roll up through the hips. Now, the technique for that roll up is a reverse body wave. Now, if you're using my song on the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Dance Moves called the Wake Up Song, this is for your littles, but it has a part on there where it goes, and do a body roll, oh. And on there, you're working in the technique of head, chest, rib cage contract to do a body wave. There's also, I think, there's another song on the Mr. Chris Beginner's album where it's called Body Roll. And it goes head, chest, rib cage, contract, and then we do it in reverse. When you go into teaching this technique before you do the slide through come up, I would definitely use both of those songs just to get them familiar with the rolls. So you got the wake up song where the body rolls down, and then you also got the body roll song, and I'll put a link in there for this, but the body roll song where it goes down and it comes up. So you work that through. You can also do those moves across the floor, right? You can go across the floor. You can take four steps. 1, 2, 3, 4. Wave it down the body. Bring it back up. And 1, 2. You can do it like that, or you can do it slow. You can go 1, 2, 3, 4. Wave it down the body and walk. 2, 3, 4. Reverse. Bring it back up. Right. So you can use that as an across the floor section of your class, teaching the technique of the body wave in reverse. Then when you get to the slide through come up, then you're basically putting together. So you slide down to the ground. You could go a right leg behind or a left leg, and then release it, plant your feet on the ground, and then you can have them use their hands at first, but then, you know, for your older students, you can have them try to get up, no hands, just pressing right through the hips all the way up into a reverse body wave. So try that one. You definitely want to concentrate on the reverse body wave aspect of it. Make sure they're doing it. All right, so that's number one. Number two goes into the category of my B-boy, B-girl. And I've done this before on the podcast, but I want to revisit again. Because there was a great video tutorial that I found where it talks about how to fix your six step. And he was talking about some of the problems that people run into. And I see this a lot in my students where they're doing the six step and they're not able to face the same direction. Like if you ever have this, like you're teaching it to your kids and they do it, they're going around. They got the feet part of the technique, but they're changing the direction they're facing. So they'll do the six step, then they're facing the right, do the six step, facing the left. So this one, for technique-wise, and on this, you'll see this in the video, but it teaches you two things. Number one is the hand placement when you're doing the six step. So you're going to want to go over the six step again. Go to my song, The Six Step Zonda 101 album, and it breaks it down slow. It also has numbers on there where it's like one, left foot goes in front of the right, and then two, it does that, right? So, but when you do that, you want to watch for hand placement. Like when you do the first three, one hand should be up. Then you switch the hands, other one's down, and then you do 4, 5, 6, the other hand is up, right? So pay attention to the hand placement. And then the other thing on this video clip, it talks about taking small steps. So if you take small steps If you have them take small steps when they're doing the sixth step, it causes them to turn and change direction. So you want to focus on the technique of taking the bigger steps, right? So when they take that one, really take a big one, two, then three, the same thing when they step back, you know, when they release that leg and go under. So watch them taking really big steps on that. All right, so that's the tip on fixing the sixth step. If you have some of your students changing direction, when they do that, or not knowing where to put their hands, really take some time to go, like when you call out those numbers, because I don't have this on the song, but when you call out those numbers, definitely say what hand goes up, right? So it'll be like, you know, they start off in the crab walk, I mean the bear crawl position, and go left foot goes through, right hand up. Yeah, make sure they have it. And then number two, right hand still up, three, hands go back. And then when it goes four, five, six, it goes into the sixth step. All right, number three, this one goes into the popping, waving category, and it is how to moonwalk in place or walking against the wind. Now, I did a little bit of this on my Facebook Live post. If you haven't seen that, definitely go check that out. But on my Facebook Live post, it has on there different glides. So I do the backslide, around the world, to the side, walking in place, moonwalking in place, or walking against the wind is another great technique move to bring back on this Technique Tuesday, right? So just in the video that I posted, it shows on there, there's two different things that have to happen. You come up on one toe, you push the foot back, and then you got to step up and bring it, you know, you got to make it look as smooth as you can, and then place that toe down, press the other foot back. So there comes a moment where all the weight is on one foot. That's the technique of that. You want that transfer of weight, that push and slide, and then bringing that foot up to reset it. All right, so a moonwalking in place, real cool. Like, this is another one that you can use across the floor, right? They can do something like slide to the right, slide to the left, and walk against the air. Go slide to the right, slide to the left, and walk against the, you know what I mean? So kind of do it like that. And might be another song, because I don't have a song for moonwalking in place, so I might definitely do that. So check that out. Have them do that, moonwalking in place, or walk against the wind. And then the last one, number four, for Technique Tuesday, I have coffee grinder stations. Coffee, now I know a lot of you already worked on the coffee grinder, but I actually got this from, and I put a video in the link as well, just where it shows the coffee grinder. But I was out of town teaching a workshop, and I wanted to teach the kids the coffee grinder. And so I was like, you know what? Instead of just, because there was a lot of them in there, a lot of minis and juniors. And I was like, so instead of just doing it where I show them the move, I'm going to go ahead and make a little station for, you know, for each one when they come in. And I'm going to see if this makes it a little bit clearer. So I took these, like these, my wife has these hands and feet, but some of them are like arrows that you use them for different class. But you can use anything, any objects that you basically put up. You make a cross. You put something at the front and the back of them, on the right and the left. You put them in the center of it. And then you have them place their foot out to the right first, or the left, whatever one you want to do the coffee grinder on. And then using that coffee grinder station, they move to the next one. So you either go up or back, whatever direction you want to go in. And then, you know, foot goes there, and then it goes over to the side, and then it goes to the front. And it goes slow like that, so they see the hand placement of the coffee grinder, but they also get the flow of the foot. And then you just make sure, like, when it gets to the hook, where the leg hooks the foot, making sure they step over that. Now, of course, when it goes fast, it'll become a jump. It's not just a step. But when it goes slow, I think, you know, I said in there, I was like, normally when I teach this, I'll have like five or six people get the move right away. And I had, I mean, out of a class of 30, I think every last one of them got it on like the first time. So I think that understanding is a great tip on working that coffee grinder in, but not just like, you know, because it's one of those things where it's hard to break it down slow. So it's like, do it. And then, you know, you get somebody that can do it real fast. But this one is like, it gives them a visual. Same thing with all these moves for this Technique Tuesday. You can actually do stations for everything. This is like for your youngers. You could do the station, you know, create a station in your studio where you have, this is the slide through come up, and then you go over here, and you have them do something like in between station one and station two. You got to do a little freestyle, and then do your six step. And then when you do that, you want to make sure that they take big steps, so you're watching them over there. Then you go to station number three, and you do, now I want you to moonwalk in place, right? And then station number four, you do the coffee grinder. And you can have the stations set up over there where it has front, back, and side to side. And they get right in the center of that, and they go ahead and do the coffee grinder like that. All right, so there it is. That's your hashtag Technique Tuesday resource edition of the podcast. So again, a recap. Ground move is number one, it's slide through come up. Number two, B-boy and B-girl move, six step. But we're looking at the technique of it. So where to place the hands and the size of the steps that you're taking. Number three, moonwalk in place. And then number four, coffee grinder stations. All right, so it is your boy, Mr. Chris. Hey, go out and get the music, because I got lots of new songs coming out on iTunes, on Apple Music, on Spotify. It has a lot of these techniques, like for the moonwalk in place. I don't have a song that deals with that, but you can play just the moonwalk song. What I like to do, like these songs are, you know, like a certain amount of time. Like these songs can be from 1 to 2 minutes long. So I also let that, this is another tip for class that might help. Like when I use the music, it kind of lets me know like how long I'm gonna work on a certain skill. So say for instance, if we're doing the moonwalk in place, I know depending on what we're doing, like if I'm doing across the floor, it's gonna take longer because I have to play, you know, there's more people going, but it depends on how you break the line down. You know, you could do 4 in the line, 5 in the line, and, you know, but I'll do it like this. You know, if the song is 2 minutes long, I'm like, I'm going to do that twice. I'm letting it run through twice, and then I'm getting out of there. Because you know how it is as teachers, sometimes you get stuck on really wanting them to get it, and then it eats up a lot of your class time, which sometimes that's the vibe. You know, you got to flow with the vibe sometimes and be open to that. Because you don't want to pass up a teaching opportunity. But if it's one of those things where it's just you and you're just getting frustrated and you're stuck in that, let the length of the songs like kind of guide you through it, where it's like, okay, two times and then I'm out to the next skill, right? And unless you say, you know, you open the floor up, anybody have any questions, and you can kind of work with them individually like that. So there it is, Technique Tuesday. Please like, comment, subscribe, share. You can get this on Podomatic.com as well as iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Just go to, or you can also go to the website, www.MrChrisHipHopDance.com. And I think that's it. So hopefully this is a helpful resource. Let me know what you think of the podcast. You can email me, Chris, at MrChrisHipHopDance.com. And if anybody out there is interested in doing any masterclasses, workshops, and also I do teacher workshops where I come in, spend some time with your staff and kind of work, because you might have, like I'll go to places where, you know, they'll have like staff that don't necessarily do hip hop, or like some of the teachers in training, some of the younger ones, just getting them to stick kind of to the curriculum. Definitely open for that. Shoot me an email, Chris at MrChrisHipHopDance.com. Would love to set up something and talk to you about that. So other than that, have a blessed day, and your boy is out.
Yo, yo, yo. Come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now
come on,
jump.
Now just roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front.